There you go, Michael Franti and Spearhead. I'm Alive, Life Sounds Like. Closing in on 9 o'clock this morning on the Corner Breakfast Show. It's Jeff Sweatman in for Brad Savage. And we welcome in a special guest. Well, you know her, and we love having her in. It's Terry Kent, a.k.a. Better World Betty.
Hi there. Jeff. Good morning.
Good to see you.
Yeah, nice to see you.
Thanks for coming in. You got a lot of stuff to get to here.
Yeah, we're talking trash, which I like to do.
Yes, yes.
So what I thought would be great for listeners to know, you know, it's a hot topic right now. It's a messy topic, no pun intended, or the pun intended, that it's important still to recycle. So we're at a crossroads really in our community, because a lot of with the advent of the all-in-one bin, a lot of people who wouldn't who were normally recycling are now saying, hey, Betty, should I, like, is this a good thing? Like, right. What is going on here? And so we really, you know, what we emphasize is that if you're not a recycler, sure, do the all-in-one because it gets lower recycle rates. But if you're an avid recycler, keep recycling.
Yeah, I still do the separated thing.
Excellent.
Just in the habit of doing it.
Yeah.
It just seems like that makes more
That makes us happy. And why do we care? Why is this important? Well, number one, just our responsibility. The fact that, you know, we're a portion of the world's population, but we consume 25% of its resources. That's just not sustainable. So I'd rather, and then number two, on a consumer side, I want to make sure that recycled product can get back on the shelves. And if it's a low quality, I mean, it's really a quality issue. So you're doing the source separation, which is great, which creates a quality product to get back on the market and for the consumers to use, for the manufacturers to use and consumers to use in their products. And number two, for businesses, it can be a smart choice. I mean, for us, I live in the county, so I have to pay. I use Evergreen, and he comes and does the source separation for me.
Okay.
I could take it to McIntyre, but I'm busy. So it's kind of nice to outsource that. But it's a smart choice in terms of businesses. And that's another reason why I thought this would be a great topic, Jeff, because next week, as part of the Better Business Challenge, we're having an event that really demonstrates the business case for reducing waste.
Okay.
That's happening next Thursday, February 27th.
Very
at
good.
City Space from 11 to 1.
Now, is that the Trim Your Waste event?
Yes.
Okay, cool.
Yeah. So we'll have, I'll be moderating a panel from businesses in the area who've had success with really turning trash to treasure. Black Bear Composting. Turns out that about 28% of our waste, some people say maybe even 30% of our waste, is organic. So there's an opportunity there to rethink trash. And it could be a commodity. So Black Bear Composting has a program for residents as well as commercial businesses where he picks up your trash and scraps. And kind of like magic, but it's not. It's happening over there in piles, and they get hot and they decompose. But he delivers that product also to the consumer. So we're excited to hear from him, from Martha Jefferson Hospital, and also from Woodard Properties, who went paperless. So there's also a strong business case for eliminating the use of paper.
Right.
Big companies have seen benefits, and small companies can see those same benefits. So it's an exciting time, Jeff. I would really love to see Charlottesville. We're such a progressive, smart group of people. I include myself in that bunch. And we really, you know, I believe that if we are given this three-bin model, you know, the trash, the recyclables only, and even the composting, that we could really divert in this city our waste and be responsible, make the economical, environmental, and the smart choice.
How do people get involved then if they want to be a part of that Trim Your Waste event?
So you can register at charlottesville.org /econdev, which stands for econ development, or you can go to the sevillebetterbiz.org website. All the info's there. If you sign up by Tuesday, you get a free lunch. Thanks to Whole Foods and Harvest Moon Catering.
Well, there you go.
So we're really looking forward to that. We have our partner Green Blue is a nonprofit here in town that is really active on the chemistry side of why we should do the right thing in mm-hmm. terms of recycling and packaging. So they have the Sustainable Packaging Coalition. So we have Daniel Peacock who's going to be speaking. I'm really looking forward to it.
Okay. Well, and I'm thinking too, in the back of my mind, you know, I may have to give Brad a hard time about this whole Vinyl Friday business because vinyl is like the worst, right? Is it even worse than CDs as far as like, I saw a documentary on vinyl couple years ago. It's pretty bad, isn't it?
I know. We have to be anti-vinyl, but you know, we have it out there. So as long as we're not producing more of it, I think we're okay, but we're recycling it. I brought in a couple Christmases ago, I brought in a present for Brad that was an album that was made into a popcorn bowl.
Like bowls, yeah, and like coasters and stuff. I've seen those. Yeah.
Right. So I don't know how healthy that, like speaking of like polyvinyl chlorine, it's one of the plastics that has chlorine in it, 57% chlorine. That's why PVC is like known as the toxic plastic. Mm-hmm. It really should be eliminated. So. Hmm. Yeah, that's another show.
Yeah, exactly. We'll talk about that maybe next time. We'll talk about rags to bags, too. This is awesome. Sew-a-thon here.
So, you know, as Betty's working out in the community with businesses and residents, one thing we're doing on the residential side, we're excited to try to sew. We're having a sew-a-thon. Mm-hmm. So whether you're an amateur seamstress or an expert, you can come to Les Fabriques on March 1st, noon to 3, and we're going to be sewing totes. We're calling it rags to bags because we're also going to use a non-sewing machine, really off the grid tote making, because you can actually turn a t-shirt into a bag.
Just like needle and thread you're talking about. Old school.
Well, actually, tying, cutting, like a scissors and tying.
Oh, okay.
So we have a collection bin at Whole Foods. So if you have a nice t-shirt, people don't get, like, be careful. I'm worried about saying this online, but or on the radio. We're collecting t-shirts dropped off at Whole Foods between now and the close to Earth Day, April 18th.
Okay.
But we want to sew 100 bags because if we sew 100 bags, we can keep 30,000 plastic bags from landfill.
Hmm.
So we're excited about trying to reach that goal.
That is awesome. And could folks just show up then on March 1st or do they have to sign up?
They can just show up. It's at Les Fabriques, which is at 206 East Water Street.
Very good. All right. Well, thanks. Better World Betty. We appreciate it. And where is the best place for folks to go for what all you've got going on a regular basis?
BetterWorldBetty.org.
Easy enough. Thanks so much.
Thanks.
Available online anywhere.